talk food, one of our favorite subjects. Eddie Jackson, the former NFL player, now with Food Network, host of Out Chef. Thursdays, Food Network 9:30 joins us. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
The great Eddie Jackson. Hello, Eddie.
You guys got a lot of energy. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a lot of Red Bulls, Eddie.
It's like you on a Sunday morning before the big game.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, indeed.
Hey, so when you look back on your playing time, you came in the league with the Panthers, is that correct?
Yes.
And that was what year, 04?
Yeah, 04. You know, I was supposed to be a third-round pick, but I got hurt my last game and ended up going undrafted. And I had to make the team the hard way. I had to go out there in blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
Yeah. What college did you attend?
I went to the University of Arkansas.
Arkansas. A Razorback.
When did you, because when you think of chefs and Food Network, you don't think of NFL players or athletes, really. When did you get the bug? When did you start cooking and start making this your second career, or now first career?
Well, I was out for a jog one day, and I got struck by lightning. And I'm kidding. I wish the story was that.
Because even lightning couldn't catch you, Eddie.
No, my grandmothers were chefs on both sides. My mom and dad, surprisingly enough, they both were chefs. So I grew up, in a household that was always surrounded by food. You know, everything was centered around food. So that was my life growing up. It was sports and food. And so once I retired, I wanted to do something with food. And so I started a catering company. And then that led to a couple of food trucks. And then from there, you know, just one day I was came home from a catering years, it was about 9 years ago or 8 years ago, I think it was. Came home from a catering. I was just tired. I was sitting on the couch eating a bowl of cereal. And a commercial came on because I watched Food Network all the time. It was like always on. And I said, hey, if you think you could be the next Guy Fieri, try out for Food Network star. You know, that's how Guy Fieri became Guy Fieri. He won Food Network star.
Yeah.
So I tried out for the show, got on the show, and then I ended up winning the show and becoming the next star of Food Network. That's how I got in.
Wow. Now, hey, I wanted to ask you about food trucks because it seems like there's many of them, Eddie, and it's become such a competitive business for spots. And is it worth opening up a food truck in 2023, or is it one of those things where it was a fad and maybe you don't do it now?
No, it's definitely worth it. I own a beer garden and food truck park here in Cypress, Texas called Rose Hill Beer Garden. So I have 8 trucks that I rotate the concepts out all the time. And also have a beer garden here. This property is about 3 acres. And so people still gravitate towards food trucks. You know, it's a cool way to, if you don't have, a lot of money to open up a brick and mortar and you have a passion for food and you have something that you want to share with the masses, food truck is a great way to kind of to get it going. And I'm still seeing it today. You know, through all of my food trucks that I have.
Sure. What would your specialty be? What are the majority? That's a lot of food trucks. What do you do? What food?
So I have a Kraft taco,
taco, yeah.
We do like bulgogi, tacos. We do like hot chicken tacos. I have a Kraft burger truck where I use, I have a connection with a ranch here in Texas where we do Texas Wagyu patties. So it's real elevated tacos, you know, that you would see at a 5-star restaurant, but we're pushing it out of a food truck. Handmade pizzas, we do. Obviously, I have barbecue truck. I have a Colombian fusion truck where we do Colombian street food. Whatever you can make on a food truck.
Hey, Eddie, I wanted to ask you about barbecue with Eddie Jackson, Food Network's Out Chef. Thursdays, Food Network 9:30 is the host, and we'll get into the concept of that show because it's pretty cool. Barbecue, you know, we got a great food city here, but it doesn't seem to be like a top city for barbecue. What's the key? Why are some cities like down south, Missouri, get great, Kansas City, great barbecue, and yet the Midwest just seems to miss out?
Because it's not in Texas.
No bias, though. Yeah,
I think it has a lot to do with the wood. Obviously, in Texas, we're very fortunate to have really good wood down here. We use a lot of oak, post oak, red oak, mesquite, hickory. We have, and that's what really makes really good barbecue is the fuel. And so we have really good woods that we use down here. And also the selection of meats. We have really good beef down here. You know, beef is king in Texas. You know, your brisket. And so we have access to really high quality beef. And then just more than anything, I think it's more, it's the history of the barbecue. And so down here we're not a sauce state. And so we really let the meat sing. And, I think a lot of people kind of gravitate towards that, just really getting the essence and the flavor of the meat and not necessarily the sauce. We don't, you know, it's not wet. It's all about dry spices and the fuel, the wood, and then the quality of the meat. I think that's what separates a lot of cities and states. When it comes to barbecue.
Okay, because that's my problem, I think, because I'm a sauce guy, and I'm always like, I only go to places for the sauce, but it's the meat. I'm doing it in reverse.
Yeah, it's the meat. It's the meat, you know, it happens time and time again. People come to Texas, and, you know, they've been through the Carolinas and the Missouris, and then they come here, and it's like, whoa, this meat is amazing, you know, because we focus on the quality of the meat down here.
All right, now I got a question on OutChef, all right? If I'm going to participate as an amateur home cook, chances are I've seen all the shows, all the networks. I'm a fan of that genre of television and of cooking. And now I got to go head to head with one of the most, you know, these intimidating famous chefs. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get a contestant on there that's just an amateur home cook? Because I would think it would be, your chances would be better to just go in and go, I'm going to do me, and kind of put a wall up and not pay attention to that intimidating famous chef. Do you ever get contestants just truly amateur that haven't seen or met all those other chefs or don't know them?
Yeah, well, the thing is, most of the people, so we, like you said, the premise of the show is I bring in these amateur home cooks that obviously they watch Food Network or
right.
They follow these famous chefs, right? So they think they're coming in for an audition, just a regular show about home cooks to hopefully be on the Food Network.
Ah.
And what they're in for the shock of a lifetime is when I reveal to them that they're actually going to be competing against a world-class chef. These are the chefs that they've been watching, Alice Cornishelli's, Eric Agipong's, and Kelsey Bernard, and Robert Irvine, Rocco DiSpirito. So these are the caliber of chefs that I have on the show. But I obviously know that their chances of, you know, head-to-head beating these chefs are very slim. So I even the playing field by bringing in judges to try these two dishes, and the judges are just regular people that I meet on the streets of New York. So they're not chefs, they're not critics, they're not food judges. They're just regular people working 9 to 5, just coming in for the day to try these two dishes blindly, and they need to tell me which one they like the best.
Well, that's fair.
Home cook. Sometimes a home cook wins.
Yeah, that's right. Fair. I like it.
So, doing what you're doing and hosting this now, what would be your recommendation for the home chefs? Do you keep it simple, or do you try to spice it up? Is simple good to simple win?
Well, no, most of the time, what happens when the home cook wins, and all they need is one vote from our panel of judges, by the way. But it usually works in their favor when I give them an ingredient, right? So every show I have a secret ingredient. They have to use that ingredient to make a dish, the best dish they can. Make something that you know you can make, that you've made 100 times in your home, that people love. Now is not the time to experiment and try to make something you saw on TikTok, you know. No. Don't experiment. If you make bomb mac and cheese, make bomb mac and cheese. That's what you need to do. You know, we've had a couple of home cooks. Oh, I just saw this on TikTok, or I just saw this recipe online a couple of days ago. I'm like, don't do that.
Are you on TikTok? Do you make meals on TikTok?
No, I don't have time to TikTok. I'm way too busy to be on TikTok.
Well, Eddie, we appreciate it. Out
no
Chef
kidding.
Thursdays, Food Network, 9:30. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.